Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Koenig, who's the Vice President and General Manager of Crossville Tile and Stone. David, how you doing?
Doing good. Good morning, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. We talked back in November, and you had just bought the largest tile and stone distributor in Colorado called Capco, and you're back in the news again, and now you've bought Contempo, which I believe is the largest tile and stone distributor in Utah, right?
Yeah, that's correct, and I also have a location in Boise, Idaho.
Okay. Are you working geographically, or just are you working down the alphabet?
Well, you know, it kind of looks like CTF, Capco Tile and Stone, Contempo Tile and Stone. But yeah. No, really this was, it does geographically make sense. Oh. With pulling Contempo in, it really rounds out the mountain region of the country for us.
Right.
But what really attracted us was their business model, very similar to what Capco was and what CTS is, and having the Tile and Stone expertise. They were private equity owned, Kemp, and the private equity firm actually approached Crossville. They were looking to divest their interest and were looking for ways to exit the business and looking for good suitors. So they approached us. Obviously, we came to an agreement and felt it was a great opportunity for CTS to continue to grow.
Are the showrooms similar to what you see at Capco as far as the type of products they offer?
Yeah, a lot of similarities. A lot of mid to upper end tile, stone, glass, metal, accessories. Very similar to Capco, Design Materials, and the other Crossville Tile and Stone showrooms.
I did a little digging. I found out they started, a guy named Juan Cuchera started in his garage in 1976. They've been growing, and as I said, they're now the largest tile and stone dealer in Utah. So it's another feather in your cap, isn't it?
So we're pretty proud of it and very happy with it. We think it's a great fit, and we'll be able to merge some of the synergies that both companies bring to each other. You know, they have a really strong residential emphasis, and I'm looking to pull some of that expertise. Of course, Crossville is much more commercial-oriented.
Right.
And I think that'll really help us diversify our whole business model.
David, one thing I noticed is they're also in the countertop business. Do you have a lot of outlets that have countertop business?
No, and the countertop deal with our acquisition of Capco in Colorado, that was our first entree into the slab and the quartz business.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now bringing Contempo in, that allows us to build upon that. Those are the exceptions. We were not in the countertop business or countertop fabrication at all until then.
Yeah. I need to mention, Crossville is the first porcelain manufacturer in Tennessee and privately owned by the Curran family. So this is, I would consider, fairly aggressive growth for a privately held company. Congratulations.
Yeah, very aggressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, I'm just looking, and I don't know if you give any comment on this, but there's been a lot of movement lately. I just noticed where Virginia Tile has bought ISC. Is some of this happening right before coverings, or is it just a coincidence that these two things happen?
I wouldn't put that it's connected to coverings in any way. I think it's just kind of coincidental timing.
Okay.
Of how the transactions were put together. But, yeah, there's definitely no doubt the channel is seeing a little bit more consolidation across the scope.
So talk, if you would, just as your last question here, tell Crossville Tile and Stone, talk about the number of outlets you have and your coverage.
Well, so with the acquisition of Contempo, we now have 35 branches.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Contempo, we are in Utah and Idaho.
Yeah.
We have locations in Las Vegas, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida.
Well, that's a large operation you have now. And one more just quick reminder, the people may not remember when I talked to you in November, these showroom/warehouses are, consumers can come in and look around, but they sell to the trade, right?
Sell through the trade, yeah, whether that's a dealer or a bucket and trowel contractor, commercial contractor. Yep, they're really for selection centers.
Okay, will you be at coverings this year?
I will.
All right.
I will.
All right.
Well, I assume you will.
I will. I look forward to seeing you then. And again, congratulations on this acquisition. So, again, been talking to David Koenig, who's Vice President and General Manager of Crossville Tile and Stone, about their acquisition of Contempo. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.